Hi there. The word for today is let it go. In Job 11, verse 13, we read these words, set your heart on God and reach out to Him. In the Bible, Jesus is referred to as the great physician. And you know what? He never covers up an infected sore. No, He insists that it be lanced, drained, cleansed, and given time to heal. Now, you say, what has all that got to do with me? Well, let's get personal. Maybe you've given birth to a child outside of marriage, or had an abortion, or been in prison, or walked through a bitter divorce. Don't be discouraged. Jesus is neither turned off by your vices nor impressed by your virtues, but I'll tell you what He is. Hebrews 4 verse 15 says, He is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. In other words, He understands your struggle. Hebrews 2 verse 18, the Living Bible says, He Himself has been through suffering and temptation, and He knows what it's like, and He is wonderfully able to help us. Isn't that great? Maybe you're wondering if somebody with your past problems can be blessed and used by God. The answer is yes. The hymn writer William Cowper put it like this, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood and lose all their guilty stains. The rewards of repentance are awesome. They're spelled out in the book of Job. Job's friend Zophar says the following to him from Job 11 verse 13, reading from the New Living Translation, and I quote, prepare your heart and lift up your hands to Him in prayer. Get rid of your sins and leave all your iniquity behind you. Then your face will brighten with innocence. You will be strong and free of fear. You will forget your misery. It will be like water flowing away. Having hope, you will have courage. You will be protected and rest in safety. You will lie down unafraid, and many will look to you for help. So whether it's guilt over something you personally have done, or the pain of something that was done to you, let it go. Today, step into the river of God's grace and let it flow over you, healing you, setting you free, and making you whole. And that's the word for you today.